time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Donna Housekeeper. She is with the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments, and it's their loan fund manager for that. We're going to talk about what they do. What she does is this, as far as helping businesses to grow and to retain some things, and if they need the little bit of financial help, that's what they're here for. We're going to talk about that this morning. Donna, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for letting me come.
Let's discuss and let people know what it is that you do down there at the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments.
Okay, so I am the Revolving Loan Fund Manager, and what I do is to help businesses, startup businesses or businesses that are needing expansion or retention, to be able to get funding that they're not being able to get in a traditional financial institution. A lot of times we will do what we call gap financing. So a sample of that would be a business comes in and they're doing a very large loan, and SBA is one of them that we work with a lot with, and they'll only allow up to a certain amount, and then we can go in and technically fill the gap. And so we only can finance up to $150,000, and that is if they have real estate to do that. But a lot of times that's just exactly what they need to be able to get over the hump of getting their loan done. And so we do a lot of that. We've done retention in the past, where we had a local theater that needed to go digital. They were not wouldn't be able to even work without the digital world that we're in, and we were able to actually fund them some money so that they were able to buy that digital equipment. So it actually saved jobs. There is a job criteria in that where you're doing job creation, and so it is really all about economic development.
And that was the next thing that I had. What types of businesses do you really work with in the area?
Well, we've worked with a lot of businesses. We actually have worked with manufacturing companies. We work with convenience stores. We've worked with funeral homes. We've done daycare. We've done food trailers. So we've done just amounts of different places.
Just a little bit of everything.
Just of everything. And this is for our four counties that we work with. This was Grand, San Juan, Emory, and Carbon County. So we work in all of those four counties.
Now, you said that the main goal is really, it's all about economic development.
Exactly.
And it's to keep jobs here and to, keep people and businesses open. Now, you were saying that it's government, so it's a government program, so you've got to have all kinds of, you've got to have your ducks in a row.
Exactly.
And what do they need if they want to come and talk to you?
So there's an application process, and so you really need an application. You need a business plan. You need projections. So if you're a startup business and you don't have any of that, you're having to figure out a lot of these things so you know what you're going to look at in the next 3 years. We actually have the Small Business Development at the university. Austin Pressett is an awesome help to these people that really can get started and show them the way and help them get some of that business plan and some of those things that is required in business lending. So we do have some sources to help them.
And they can kind of help you kind of just get through everything so you know exactly what you need.
Exactly.
Before they make it to talk to you guys.
Exactly.
Okay, so. I thought it was kind of interesting, with it being a government program, that there, as you said, there's a job criteria. And what is that job creation criteria,
okay,
I guess I should say?
So our funding comes from EDA, or Economic Development. And so when the funding is set up, it is actually set up with criteria for every $25,000 that you borrow. you need to have at least one full-time job. It can be part-time jobs, it can be two part-time jobs, but the whole idea is to build our economy around our areas, and it is to actually create jobs, and so that is a criteria of the economic development.
Okay, now Donna, if anybody wanted to get a hold of you or talk to you about this, how could they go about doing that?
You can reach me at my office at the Southeastern Social Local Governments. My number is 435-613-0031. I'd be glad to talk to you on the phone, glad to set an appointment up with you, glad to go over applications, give you some more ideas of what we can do to help you.
Okay, that's Donna Housekeeper. She is the Revolving Loan Fund Manager for the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments. She's joining us today to talk about some of the programs that they offer. Did we get everything?
I think we got everything.
We touched base on everything that we needed
to?
Yeah,
I think we did. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in today. And we really appreciate everything that you guys do for business in the area down there.
Thanks.
Thank you. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you join and check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.